Communities around Wisconsin trying to open day shelters for the homeless often face obstacles. In Dane County, getting enough money for costly real estate has been tough, says Dane County Board Chairman John Hendrick.
For $600,000, you can't even get people to return your calls.
That's how much the county put in last year's budget to buy a building. Hendrick says they're close to a deal on a site for a permanent day shelter for the homeless. It will not be ready this winter, and it will not be downtown.
We need to have a building that we can afford in a neighborhood where we can get approval for it. We need a building that has the proper zoning. If we could get that within a couple blocks of the square, we would, but apparently not.
To provide transportation to and from a day shelter miles from the center of the city, the county has contracted with the nonprofit Porch Lighting Incorporated. Dane County Supervisor Heidi Wegleitner says the county is giving Porch Light a 15-passenger van it can use.
Take people from downtown shelter locations and areas like the library in Bethel to other services around the city where they can access mental health treatment, employment services at the job center, and address basic needs like showering.
Bethel Lutheran Church has expanded its day services for the homeless, and the Madison Public Library will also have help available. Both the county and city are looking at ways to provide permanent housing in the future, such as SROs or single-room occupancy. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.